Thank you, Darren. Max Herz outside the Preds locker room with defenseman Mark Borowiecki after the 1-0 overtime win. You guys had the puck the majority of the game, Mark. What was it like to have all those chances and nothing going in?
I can be a little frustrating at times, but, I mean, credit to our group. We didn't cheat for offense or, you know, try to get into that kind of east-west game. And you know, I think those can sometimes be sort of a trap game. You know, you have a lot of chances, a lot of possession time, and nothing to show for it. You know, you start gripping your stick a little too tight, and next thing you know, there's a high flip or something that bounces the wrong way, and they bury one. So, I mean, credit to Juice, too. He helped us out big time and shut the door when he needed to, and it was just a good 60-minute effort from us.
What did you guys think of the 3-on-3 as a whole?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we just have so much high-end skill. Obviously, a little up and down, we gave some chances, but again, I think we've got the best goal in the NHL behind us. You know, we got all the confidence in the world in him. So, you know, just kind of let our skill do their thing and possess the puck, and it worked out well.
You continue to mix it up every game that you're in there. Was that first fight with Beal preordained at all? Had you talked to him?
No, I hadn't talked to him. I just knew he's a tough kid and been fighting a lot this year. And, you know, I think the thing for me is I want to get to these guys before Tanner does, because he's too valuable for us to be doing that stuff too much. You know, he's a huge piece of our team. And, you know, if that's the way I can kind of contribute to the group, and I'm happy to do it. And I think any guy will tell you on this team who fights, it's an easy team to lay it on the line for, because these guys are the best teammates I've had. And you kind of take pride in stepping up for them.
Saw you leave the box there for a little bit. Is that another round of stitches or something?
Yeah, I'll get a few more stitches. Nothing too crazy. So hopefully my son's not too scared of me.
Talk with Mark Borowiecki after the Preds win. That second altercation you were involved in that wasn't a fight. You stepped up, made that hit, and then Hurdle comes up on you. What was your point of view of that play?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a puck in the air, and I was trying to take an angle on the guy. And once I realized he was trying not to play, I tried to get out of the way to the outside there, and you know, still kind of ran into him. So I understand the call. I mean, it is what it is. You're trying to do the right thing and not take a piece out of anyone. You know, I think you kind of wish to be 4-on-4 in that instance. It's one of those things. Yeah, my gloves are off and I'm ready for it, but you know, I just got cross-checked in the face 2 days ago. You know, you don't want to wear one again, so you're ready to protect yourself. But it is what it is.
Do you recognize in that situation the guy who just came at me is not necessarily a fighter?
Yeah, I mean, once I realized who it was, like, and you know, I had my hand taped up. I really had no interest in doing anything. Just not the right situation at the right time. And, you know, people, you know, my game's obviously polarizing, but I take a lot of pride in not really, you know, I'm not going to fight guys who don't want to fight. That's just not me. So, yeah.
I want to ask you about when you got hurt on Sunday, if I may. Yeah. Right at the end of a period, was there anything leading up to that at all? Did you see anything coming?
No. Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed in the minor for slashing. I've watched it a few times, and I mean, hindsight is 20/20. Obviously, it's a tough game for the refs to call. I got a lot of respect for those guys. I think they know it. Pretty good friends with the majority of them by now. You know, I've been in the league for long enough, but. You know, I've been on the wrong side of the law in this league a few times. Who am I to judge guys? I'm not going to, you know, sit here and stand here and try and take shots at guys. It's in the media. It's not who I am. So it happens. The game's fast. Mistakes happen. And I'm no worse for the wear now. So,
what was the mindset and physical recovery between then and now to play?
Yeah. I mean, obviously a bunch of stitches, a couple pretty nasty cuts in my mouth. Spend some time in the dental office tomorrow morning. That's a great way to spend a day off. So got a 9 o'clock appointment. We'll see if we got to pull another tooth out. My wife said she's cool with 2 teeth gone, but 3 might be a bit of a stretch. So we'll see what we got to do tomorrow morning.
We'll set the under a 2.5 on that one for sure. Dante Fabbro was on with us at the second intermission, and he talked about just what it means that you're willing to step up anytime for any guy in the room, game after game. What does it mean when the other guys reiterate what you're saying about them back to you?
Yeah, it just means the world. Can't say enough. You know, I had a discussion with a reporter in Ottawa when I went back, and you know, as a guy who fights, you kind of have ebbs and flows in your career where you're like, you know, is this worth it? Is it worth the risks? And you know, for me with this group, it's 100% worth it, because I know these guys care about me and respect me. Like, I just can't say enough good things about the way they treat me. You know, through their actions and their words, support and love I feel from these guys, you know, like, oh, I'll go through a wall for them. So I definitely appreciate it.
One more about not hockey, if I may.
Yeah.
Tonight was Pride Night at the arena, and you're the player representative for that. I know you don't get to stare at the scoreboard and hear that really much while you're playing, but what does it mean that the team can host something like that with you a part of it?
Yeah, it's always special. Something my wife and I you know, really enjoy being a part of. I got a chance to go down to Oasis Center and do a bit of work there and meet some people, and just an amazing group of people who are doing great things, I think, for our community. So, you know, anytime you get to be, you know, an ally or chip in a small way, whatever that capacity is, my wife and I are always happy to do it. And, you know, things have always been a little strange the past couple of years, less of an opportunity to get out there in the community, and that's been unfortunate because we take a lot of, you know, not to be cheesy, pride in that, and you know, place a lot of emphasis on that in our lives. So hopefully as things normalize here, we can kind of step up a little more.
Mark Borowiecki, a tussle and a half tonight and an OT win. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Darren?